It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for John Moe. Ancestry.com, the genealogy site, is going to offer more advanced DNA testing for its members, helping people find relatives all the way back to the 18th century. All you have to do is take an at-home DNA test. Art Kaplan is the incoming medical ethics head at NYU.
The technology is pretty remarkable. You can certainly look for different distinctive markers on your genes and find them and say, look, all these other people have the same marker. I must be related to them. But most of us, when we think about ancestry, we're talking about social and cultural groupings that are imposed upon those genes. It's not the genetic technology that's weak. It's that our ideas about ethnicity, race, are so tied up in our history, politics, that it's a little awkward to try and squeeze them on a genetic analysis.
And he says, for all the advances in genetic testing,
it's not anything close to 100% accurate, even for the small amount of genetic material that you're looking at. So you could think, I finally know that I'm from this tribe or this group. Maybe not.
Home DNA tests are being used for far more than finding clues about Grandpa Joe or great-great-grandpa Isidore. There are sites that can help you find your perfect dating match based on DNA, and kits you can use to test for potential future health issues.
Cancer or heart disease or obesity.
Siobhan Dolan researches reproductive genetics at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. She says when it comes to health issues, at-home testing is really problematic.
The data is not really clear-cut what's right and what's wrong. So in other words, you could send your DNA sample to three different companies and get three different results. So it's really a very difficult landscape for consumers to navigate, and we don't advise it at this time.
If you're worried about heart disease, Dolan says exercise. If you're worried about lung cancer, stop smoking. And if you really want a health-based DNA screening, she says go to a doctor's office. Dr. Kaplan says there's another risk with all these at-home testing services. What they do with your DNA?
Well, you know, the companies say we're going to keep everything private, and I believe that. However, if the company gets bought by another company, then the DNA samples and the information about you go to the next company, and there's no restriction on the transfer of that information. We don't have laws that say you can't resell either genetic material or information based on genetic findings.
Might want to think hard before you mail off that DNA swab. You ever sit down at your computer and just think,
oh, I think I smell all right. Oh, I think I smell all right.
Okay, probably not, but now you could. And the rat smell could come from a small robot. Meet Ollie, a robot that emits a smell when your name comes up on Twitter or Facebook or other sites. If you've got a little technical skill and a 3D printer, you can build your own robot, Ollie. And the best part, you don't have to limit yourself to rat smell. There's wet dog, or you could branch out, meatballs, campfire, maybe freshly mowed lawn, or even something sweeter, like lilacs. It's Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Carbonite, providing automatic online backup for small businesses. Cloud-based solution designed to allow remote access to backed up files. Learn more at Carbonite.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.